Okay, so now what would you like to have happen in this session?
Yeah, I'd like to explore my confidence levels with Clean, having completed Clean Language and Metaphor, all three modules.
Okay. So to explore your confidence levels with Clean. And do you have a piece of paper and a pen there that you could write down on there what you'd like to have happen?
I have a piece of pen. Sorry. A piece of pen and paper. I have a pen and a piece of paper,
If I nearly said that as well. A piece of pen and a paper.
Oh dear.
Okay, so write down with your pen on your piece of paper what you'd like to have happen, and then tell me what you've written.
I would like to explore my confidence levels with Clean, having completed Clean with Metaphor modules 1 to 3. I'd like to have happen today, please. Explore.
Okay, explore. Okay. And is there anything else about explore?
I'd like to know what's going on, because it's Clean as a technique, as I shared last week. It's got many, many, many legs, and I feel it's going to be a tremendous asset to me as I develop my skill as a coach, mentor, trainer, facilitator, in fact, anything, husband, father, line manager. Just as I said in my that feedback to everyone about if I was describing it to a client, it just says universal use. I'd even take it as far as the human being.
And so you'd like to explore, and you'd like to know what's going on. And is there anything else about what's going on?
Yeah, how I'm feeling about it, how I'm working with it, what others are getting from my practice of it. Feedback.
And how others are feeling about it, and what others are getting from it, and about what's going on. And what kind of going on is that going on?
Am I using it in the right way? Is it genuinely benefiting the individual that I'm talking to? Because I feel this is something that's been given to all of us, and there are the pioneers out there that started many years before us. And I think we're very privileged and blessed to have taken this under our belt. Is it being used in the right way, or am I using it for my own needs and direction? I almost 100% confident I'm not. It's truly there for who I'm working with, whatever they're working on. So I guess what's going on is, so where am I using it? Is there difference being made? You know, am I developing? Because that will help me with my confidence levels. And the more, here we go. At the moment, it almost feels like it's not natural. I guess it goes back to that grid that Angela shared with us. It's very much conscious competence. Angela telling us it's taken her 10 years to get to where she is now. I don't want to misquote her, but arguably not quite there yet. It was quite scary, but that's okay. She's done an amazing job on me and many others in all the sessions that she's run with us. So I guess, yeah, what's going on in terms of where am I on that continuum? I feel I'm consciously competent, but how do I know? Okay, here we go. How do I know that's where I am, and how will I know that I've progressed and moved on from there?
And you're on that continuum, and how do you know where you are? And where are you on that continuum?
I mean, I feel I'm consciously competent, and like you, on the feedback that I've received thus far from our fellow coaches, the feedback from Angela and your feedback this morning. You know, I mean, we're still quite newbies to this, but feedback has been, you know, very encouraging, very progressive, and you know, solid. But like today, I needed the. Actually, today was interesting because the only thing I had by my side were the new questions because I wanted to practice them. This is the first time I put the donut to one side. It wasn't in front of me, but I was able to use it. So I did want to push it to the point that I'm not so reliant on that piece of paper to increase my confidence levels. This is starting to unravel now. There are, out of the initial 12, there are 4 or 5, 6, 7 maybe, I feel confident using, and I feel confident in terms of how, when the response comes, to use one of the others. But there's 4 or 5 out there, which, I'm just thinking out loud here, but there's certainly one or two, which I just haven't quite got the confidence level to apply, or I'm not sensing enough when to apply it.
And you want to explore your confidence levels with Clean, and there are 4 or 5, maybe 6 or 7 questions that you feel confident with, and 1 or 2 that you haven't got confidence to apply. And what else would you like to have happen about your confidence level?
Yeah, I mean, ultimately, I'd love to get to a place where I don't need the donut at all, and all the additional questions that we've got been given, they're just there, and every session at the moment I'm making frantic notes, like 2 or 3 pages, just to remind myself what's been said, so I can then therefore use the questions to greater effectiveness. We were taught the whole thing about using rich pictures. Maybe, if I think about it, maybe that's more effective and efficient than writing every single thing that the coach is telling me. And then, you know, probably just gravitate to a stage like when you and I spoke last week. I wasn't writing any notes. I wasn't forming a picture. You know, we just had free-flowing conversation for an hour, and we both very, very happy bunnies. Something like that would be, in fact, that would be, you know, the highest of highest confidence levels for me.
And free-flowing conversation, and that would be the highest of high competence level. And that's like what?
Yeah, see? That's one of the questions I forgot to ask you. because it's one of, it, and funny enough, it's probably the most important, which develops the metaphor. Whoa, Sunil, where are you? But I think I'm my own victim there because I was intent on using the other questions and that's where the focus was. So, I am my own fool in that respect. That's like what, but at least I realised it. So don't beat yourself up, Sunil.
Yes, because I'm free-flowing conversation. And the
yeah, if you want to leave now, if you want to leave now, Caroline, just leave. I'll carry on talking to myself the next 3 hours. Sorry, carry on.
And your confidence levels with clean and free-flowing conversation and highest of high competence level, that's like what?
That's like Sunil. Because, you know, as we have shared by email and by conversation, that is me. It's not me to be very blue and have it all, although I did a bit of it this morning, have it all mapped out, configured and structured and, you know, that's just not me. So I'm not being me. I'm not being 100% me in the clean session because I'm having to build up my confidence levels, have other ways to bolster those confidence levels to almost be me. And one of the advantages of working with me is actually me. I don't necessarily have every tool and technique under the roof, but and I've been told this many times before, so you know that the best thing about working with you is actually you.
And free-flowing conversation and being 100% you, and the best thing about you is you. And that's like what?
That's just natural. Because when we're natural, the supernatural naturally occur. And I mean that in a spooky, ghostly way. But, you know, extraordinary things will happen when we're natural. When we're not natural, and we're a little bit contrived or a little bit, you know, I don't know, I can't find any other words at the moment. But when we're unnatural, that's when things do not happen. They can't, because there's something we're influencing the system. We're controlling the system.
That's just natural, and the supernatural will occur. And is there anything else about being just natural?
No. That's it, home and dry.
And being natural, that's just it, home and dry. Like what?
That's cool, man. Yeah. See, that's just me being natural. That's totally natural. That was insightful. It's just cool. It's just, yeah.
And that's cool, man.
Yeah, again, like Angela's description of driving a car, you know, you just get in, you don't even think what you're doing, and you enjoy it. I mean, I'll use some of your words. Yeah, you enjoy it, it's pleasurable, it's light, you know, and you just like, I think I used the metaphor once before, that the whole sat-nav, you know, you're like, you're in a, you're just in the satellite navigation, it just happened, it's programmed. You don't even get the map out, get the compass out, and, you know, just trip and stumble and what have you. Natural.
And that's cool, man. Whereabouts is that cool man, that fun?
It's in my head. because when I said it, that's where it came from. I didn't feel it coming from any other
energy
source.
And it's in your head, and that's where it came from. And whereabouts in your head is that cool man?
On the top. Actually, top and the sides.
In the top. In the top and the side. And does it have a shape or a size?
No. It's that feeling just was around the circumference of the head.
And when that's cool, man, and it's a feeling around the circumference of your head, then what happens?
But then I'm natural.
And when that's cool, man, and that feeling around the circumference of your head, is there a relationship between that feeling around the circumference of your head and confidence levels?
Yeah, there would be a relationship.
And there would be a relationship. And what kind of relationship is that relationship?
I guess it's a joined up one. I was thinking it's a dependent one, but it's not a dependent relationship. It's just a joined up relationship. Like a trigger.
Okay. A joined up relationship and a trigger. And confidence levels with clean. And what scale would you use to describe your confidence levels with clean?
Like in terms of a numerical scale or a color scale or a volume scale?
Whatever scale is useful for you.
Okay. Yeah, a numerical scale.
And where would you be on a numerical scale right now?
She'd probably like you, about 7.
And what beyond 7?
Yeah, but beyond 7 is everything that we just shared, you know, in terms of the whole naturalness, in fact, it's a replay, if I think about it, what's beyond 7 is all of those things, and I won't be, don't be lazy here, it's all those things, and then it's not something which I'm using when somebody as generous as yourself or my fellow coaches say, as soon as we get on a session, but it's because it's generally something I'm using just like I talk English, if I could, French or German or whatever language is part of my vocabulary and the way I interact with others. Because it goes back to the session I had last time with Jean. I think I said to Angela the first time I spoke to her, I do see clean language as the language of the future. Part of everyone's vocabulary. Assumption-free, letting the other person do all the talking, you listening, you repeating back, and all the things we've shared on emails. Wouldn't it be great if all of us were like that with each other?
And it's natural, and it's part of vocabulary. And what needs to happen for it to be natural and just part of your vocabulary and for it to be that's cool, man?
Yeah, it is. It is more practice, definitely. I must admit, I don't apologize for the fact that, you know, it might be a little bit different. I'm sorry. I'm sorry if I repeat what you say. I don't feel the need to, you know, set the context and then apply it. I'll just apply it. And I think, as I shared on previous calls, I've been fortunate enough to use it in big corporate world. I do try and use it even in the home. And as I said last week, I've got a team of multinationals very soon. It'll be a great place. And they're all very bright young individuals that are rising stars in this business. So it would be great to help them grow. And, yeah, it is literally just, it's almost like being weaned off the dummy, you know, and the dummy in this case is that donut diagram. That is as brilliant and as powerful as it is. It's almost become a bit of a something to rely on. And this morning, I chose not to rely on it. And the impact of that was that I missed out 3 or 4 or 5 questions, which would have helped you. But that's okay, because I was intent on using the others, and this is all about practice. I think it is time to put the dummy to one side, you know, practice in safe and even maybe not so safe environments, because at the end of the day, what's my intent here? Yeah, of course I want to get better, but my bigger picture is what this can do for all of us as individuals. This thing is cool, man.
And it's time to put the dummy to one side. And want to explore my confidence levels with clean, having completed clean with metaphor modules 1 to 3. And what do you know now about all of that?
What I know now is that, hey, you know what? You're not doing too bad, Sunil. You're not doing too bad at all. It was done to you whilst my coach was practicing clean. I think on the very, very first call, you know, she cleaned me up as a bit of a pun. So having been done to me and then tried it, practiced it, that's fine. I certainly don't beat yourself up, Sunil, if there's the odd question that you haven't tried. But learn. Bloody learn. Excuse my language. Learn. Listen to the feedback. Don't ignore it. That's the worst thing that I could do. It's just continue on ignoring what you've said today. And I thank you for your feedback. And whatever Angela chooses to say post this last session, that's what I've learned.
And because
I have the vision. I have the dream. I have the dream for this. I won't come off that at all. I know where I'm going with this. Sorry, what you were saying?
And you know where you're going, and you have the vision. And explore confidence levels with clean. And what difference does that knowing make?
Yeah, I mean, you know, we started off with exploration, and that was my key word. So the difference that's made is that we have explored it, and it's level set myself again. It's enabled me to be considerate of how I continue on that journey and the sort of things that I need to keep doing. But I think the big sort of takeaway, the difference is all about being natural and the fact that if I'm not being natural, I'm not being me. If I'm not being me, then, you know, yeah. But I have to work to it. This is not just, and I, you know, I'm just so glad that Angela said it took her 10 years. If you said it took her 10 minutes, I'd be going, oh, God.
Yeah.
Taking you 3 months, you still haven't got it, and somebody has to do it in 10, bless her, you know. But no. Yeah.
So the big takeaway is to be natural. And to remember Angela said it took her 10 years. Not 10 minutes.
Yeah.
And would that be an okay place to finish?
Yeah, great place to finish, Caroline. Thank you.